USA Radio News with John DeMester.
There is talk the president could invite North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to the United States, but it all depends on how next week's meeting between the two go. He said,
"We'll start with the White House. What do you think?"
They're planning to meet next week in Singapore to talk about denuclearizing the rogue nation. Some mysterious health concerns forced the State Department to evacuate people from the U.S. consulate in China. Officials for a time concerned there was some sort of sonic attack where people were reporting abnormal sensations of sound and pressure. This happened in Cuba in late 2016, where staff members complained of hearing loss, difficulty sleeping, and dizziness. The House continues talking about immigration. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Members were very engaged, and it's clear that there are a lot of areas of consensus. I'm pleased that members on all sides of our conference are engaging directly to find a solution.
Republicans met for hours on Thursday morning, still working to come to an agreement. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Orlando, their police department, and an officer, all part of a federal civil rights lawsuit from victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting. It was filed on Thursday morning and says that Officer Ada Grueler was negligent while working security that night at the club. They're accusing Grueler and others of violating their civil rights by not going into the club right away when Omar Mateen opened fire. Well, Nancy Pelosi tearing into the president in Washington on Thursday.
He said he was going to drain the swamp. Instead, the president has become the swamp.
Well, she says Republicans are to blame for what's going on in the Trump administration.
And the GOP Congress refuses to take responsibility to hold his administration accountable.
She went after investigators, the head of the EPA, and Congress for not holding the administration accountable. And we're expecting a report next week from the Department of Justice on what the FBI and DOJ did leading up to the 2016 election. The inspector general saying the report comes out June 14th. Michael Horowitz saying he'll testify just 4 days later for the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
He was tweeting and she was speaking about the president's move to grant an Alabama woman clemency this week. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
In a Thursday tweet, President Trump wished good luck and a happy life to Alice Johnson, the woman he granted clemency to after she had spent over 20 years in prison on nonviolent drug charges.
I would tell President Trump, thank you so much.
Johnson herself saying in a Thursday morning TV interview
that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud, and I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others too.
That was Johnson speaking on CBS's This Morning. She was granted clemency by President Trump after reality TV star Kim Kardashian made a special plea for Johnson's case during a recent White House meeting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.
As the death toll continues to rise after the eruption of the Guatemalan volcano, some of the most severely burned children have been brought to the United States to be treated.
The volcano erupted without warning and within seconds, covering entire villages with 1,300-degree ash and volcanic particles cascading down its slopes. Some of the survivors were rushed to Guatemala City, about 25 miles away, then flown by the U.S. military to the Shriners Hospital in Galveston, Texas. Mel Bauer is a spokesman for Shriners.
These are the children that were the most critically impacted. Their injuries warranted them receiving care here in the United States.
I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.